So, Bob, let's start off with you explaining what the guide is and why the Almond Board has decided to put it together.
The Almond Board over the years has done quite a bit of research on stockpile management. So obviously, maintaining the quality of almonds that are stockpiled either in the orchard or those that are stockpiled at the huller and sheller. And of course, two critical components to that is, number one, we want to be sure that almonds are stockpiled and maintained at the appropriate moisture levels. And of course, the bottom line too as well on this, besides just almond quality per se, is avoiding any aflatoxin contamination that would be associated with higher than desired moisture levels. And to this end, we have compiled all this Almond Board-funded research into a brand-new stockpiling guide, and that will be available mid-August on our website and very shortly after that in a print version. And it's very concise, and it condenses all the best management practices into one place.
So what are the different aspects of stockpiling that will be included?
The components of the guide actually start before you stockpile, and that is how to monitor and measure moisture levels in the field so that whatever you do put in a stockpile is at the appropriate moisture level. And this is even broken down into what's the appropriate level for in-hull almonds, in-shell kernels, and the hulls themselves. And actually, it's really very simple. It's 6%, 9%, and 12%. And that is that you want to be sure that you stockpile in-shell kernels at 6% or below, that if you're monitoring the moisture content for the total fruit, that is the in-hull almond, you want to be at 9%. And then if you're monitoring moisture for hulls, you want to be at or below 12%. And there's actually a chart and guidelines in this guide. And then when you go to form the piles, it talks about the appropriate methods to use to create a stockpile so that you retain your quality and minimize moisture. And then as well, if you've stockpiled stuff that you're concerned about, there are measures that you can take that are outlined in the guide that tell you how to, again, retain the quality of the almonds and, of course, minimize any aflatoxin potential. And in addition to that, of course, we cannot control Mother Nature. There's very good information on how to cope with rains at harvest and how to proceed in drying the crop and, again, delivering a crop either to the huller sheller or to the stockpile that is at the appropriate moisture level.
And when is this coming out?
We anticipate the stockpiling guide will be available very shortly, mid-August online, and then very shortly after that in hard copy.
Great. So there's, as always, a lot going on at the Almond Board.
And, of course, don't forget our annual conference, which will be December 9th through 11th in Sacramento. You'll get updated information on Almond Board-funded research, updated information on marketing and promotion activities of the Almond Board, and certainly a lot of presentations on the state of the industry. And for further information and registration, you can go to almondconference.com.
We'll put a link up on our website as well, agnetwest.com.
Thanks.
Thank you. Again, Bob Curtis, Almond Board of California. And if you'd like to hear the interview again, you can find it on our website, agnetwest.com.